In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. This is back late 80s. Communism was collapsing all over Eastern Europe. So news crews were going over and doing stories on all the things that they could now do stories on. The lack of food, the condition of factories, those kinds of things. One topic that caught people's attention was the state of orphanages in Russia and Romania and Poland. WCCO anchor Don Shelby went over in 1990 and did an on-location special at a communist-run orphanage. It was a special they titled The Iron Crib. And part of what they discovered was both astounding and devastating. Conditions were awful. Food was rationed. Staff was minimal to non-existent. And what was particularly heartbreaking, in orphanage after orphanage, even where babies had adequate food and clothing, many were sick and lethargic and even dying. The reason was they were never held. They were never touched. They were never interacted with. Food and drink and clothing are inadequate to sustain human life. For human life to thrive, we also need touch. From the time we're born, even from the time we're conceived, we need touch to thrive. Now, bad touching has gotten a lot of press lately. Violence and abuse and harassment. And rightfully so, those evils do need to be exposed. And I am not in any way downplaying the devastation of bad touch. But since touch is also essential to our very existence, I would like to give good touch equal time. Again, touch is essential to human life. For example, we are designed to hug. We hug at holidays. We hug at airports. We hug at church. We hug at funerals. We hug at weddings and baptisms and dinners and gatherings and sporting events and every other place that we can manage to run into people. Touch is part of celebration. When the Clayton girls won state volleyball yesterday, they leaped, they hugged, they high-fived, they fist-bumped, they backslapped. It was all part of that celebration. We can't really celebrate without touching. Touch is part of nurturing. When someone is sick or grieving, we hold their hand. We put a hand on their shoulder. We touch our child's face. New lovers touch so much they make everyone else around them nauseous, but they practically can't help it. If all that is true for human life on this earth, I want you to know that touch is essential to the spiritual life as well. We are designed to touch God. I repeat, we human beings are designed to touch God. When we think of encountering God in life, we often talk about a good inner feeling. God touches my heart. Maybe it's hearing words from the Bible or our favorite hymn. Maybe it's the sight of an icon or a gorgeous moment in nature. We also encounter God by touch, and more than just the sense of God touching our hearts figuratively, we also encounter God by touch physically. You know, our gospel reading today had two stories kind of built into one. The first is Jesus encountering Jairus, and he telling that his daughter was sick. And Jesus goes, and he raises her from the dead. And now we know Jesus can raise the dead by a word, as he does for Lazarus. But here it says he took her by the hand and he lifted her up. He raises her by touch, by touching her very hand. Now that encounter gets interrupted in the middle with another healing. And this one is particularly interesting. There's a woman with a flow of blood for 12 years, desperately wants healing. So she touches just the hem of Jesus' robe. She goes up through the crowd and doesn't want to make a scene. Touches the hem of his robe and is immediately healed. Now, mind you, she only touched his robe, but what does Jesus say? Jesus says, "Who touched me?" Somebody touched me. To touch the sacred is to touch the Lord himself. And the proof is that his power, his divine energy, was working through that very robe. He says, power went forth from me by going through the clothes he was wearing. And therefore, it is possible to touch God by touching sacred objects. And not only possible, but since human life thrives on touch, then touching God is essential to spiritual life. We cannot grow to our fullest spiritually without touching God, just like without hearing him. Now, we don't have Jesus walking by literally, so where is that garment to touch? Well, it's in the power of the cross. We kiss a cross, we sign ourselves with the cross, there is touch right there. It's in our anointing oil. You know, when Jesus sent his disciples out to heal, it says in the gospel that they anointed the sick with oil. It was a way of bringing the touch of the Lord with them, even though he was geographically remote. We have holy water. Our water is just as sacred as the Jordan that Jesus himself entered, because he enters the water here when we bless it. The stole the priest puts on your head at confession. Now, some might say that's the priest's garment, not Christ's. But in the book of Acts, people took handkerchiefs of all things, touched it to the Apostle Paul, and ran to the sick with them and healed the sick with handkerchiefs. It's not the priest, but the power of God working through his ordination, and therefore working by extension even through the robes he wears. An interesting side note, in the Antiochian Orthodox Church, in their tradition, their great entrance, they go around the outside of the church, and then they come up the center with the bread and the wine, the priest does. And it's their tradition that the people that are closest to the aisle reach out and they touch his robes in imitation of the woman with the flow of blood touching Christ's garment. Now, it's not because he's the priest, it's because he's carrying the bread and the wine of communion. I think the greatest, then, and the most perfect way to touch God is in the Eucharist itself, in the body and blood of Christ at communion. When we receive his body and blood, we are touching him in the most perfect way. You know, we are creatures who need touch. Don't let bad touch cloud that. We need touch. And Christ became incarnate to give us that life-giving touch. You know, God became man with all our needs, including the need for touch. And God became man to fulfill those needs, including the need to touch God. And when the woman touched the Savior's garment, Jesus said, "Someone touched me." His sacred garments, sacred objects, sacred creation all around us. And to touch the sacred is to touch the Lord himself, because through them, we can indeed touch God. Amen.
Amen.